Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Geology and Earth Sciences, Volume 5, and Issue 1. It was published on December 30, 2023. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is Characterization of the Volcano Seismic Activity Around Nyiragongo Volcano and Location of its Crater by Means of Unified Scale. The authors are 1. Mukenge, Besa, and Skeer, from the Department of Physics, Faculty of Sciences and Technology, University of Kinshasa, Kinshasa, DR Congo. 2. Ntedika, Manena, Ephraim, from the Department of Physics, Faculty of Sciences and Technology, University of Kinshasa, Kinshasa, DR Congo. 3. Zana, Notoni, Andre, from the Department of Physics, Faculty of Sciences and Technology, University of Kinshasa, Kinshasa, DR Congo. 4. Tondozi, Kento, Frank, from the Department of Physics, Faculty of Sciences and Technology, University of Kinshasa, Kinshasa, DR Congo, and the Department of Internal Geophysics, Center of Research in Geophysics, CRG, Kinshasa, DR Congo. Abstract of the article. Previous work consisted in characterizing some seismic zones. These include 1. The DRC area, 10 degree, 35 degree, 6 degree and 14 degree S, homogeneous, but once subdivided into square subzones of site 5 degrees, was made heterogeneous but homogeneous in the Virunga region, 25 degree, 30 degree E, 1 degree N, 4 degree S degree, Mukenge, 2021 B. 2. The previously homogeneous Virunga area, subdivided into square subareas of dimension 1 degree, was made heterogeneous but homogeneous in the area around Nyiragongo volcano, 29.00 degree, 29.50 degree E, 1.45 degree S, 1.75 degree S, reference, Mukenge, 2023 C. These characterizations were made possible by the design of a model by means of unified scale that generates seismic species. The objective of this work is to characterize the homogeneous region around the Nyiragongo volcano, subdividing it into square subzones of dimension 0.1 degrees and to find a technique for locating the crater. To do this, we designed a unified scale appropriate for characterization on the one hand, and on the other hand made the following assumptions. 1. The crater is located at the place where the density volume of the number of volcanic earthquakes is abnormally high. 2. The crater is located at the place where density volume of the energy of tectonic or volcano-tectonic earthquakes is very low. The outcome of the research, following the processing of earthquake data from the area for a period from 2016 to 2021, revealed the following. 1. The seismic species identified in this area are IAB, IAC, IBB, IBC, IIBB and IIBC as structural factors, and AB, AC, BB, and BC. The area's final degree of heterogeneity is 88%, with a 12% degree of homogeneity. As a result, the notion of a structure's homogeneity is dependent on the scale used to observe it. 2. Hypotheses are confirmed. Indeed, according to our hypotheses and field observations, the crater is located at 29.25 degrees east, 1.50 degrees south. 3. Other significant outcomes include the number of earthquakes curve and the D-value have a good correlation, which characterizes the structure of the ground. It has been determined and confirmed that in this area, the seismic activity is completely dependent on the soil structure. These findings support previous research by Mukenge, 2016, which found that the seismicity of DRC is better described, diversified, in terms of longitude, west to east, than latitude, north to south. Moving from west to east, the shape of the structure is the same for the DRC and Virunga, they are the inverse of Nyiragongo. Moving north to south, all three structures exhibit the same trend, seismic activity decreases from north to south. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, please ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in this journal and to use our ongoing fee waiver to publish promptly. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.